بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك إذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك وإن اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My mothers and sisters, the problem that the Muslim Ummah is facing today is because of lack of adherence to the prescriptions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whether domestic problems, whether children and parent problems, whether any Islamic government facing any problem that any individual or any group or any organization is facing today is because of lack of adhering to the prescription prescribed by our spiritual doctor, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion gave me such advices, such nasihat, which if you and I will inshallah implement, then on our individual capacity, most definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will solve all our problems. And any group, any person, any country, and the whole ummah at large, if they will implement these advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the woman will implement it, their life will become easy. If the men will implement it, Allah will make their life easy. If every person can adhere to the advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which wallah is an open indication of the nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, otherwise words of this nature cannot be uttered by anyone other than a Nabi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, O Abdullah ibn Abbas, wa'allimuka kalimatin, must I not inform you, teach you, educate you with such words? Yanfa'uka Allahu bihinna, Allah ta'ala will grant you great benefit through it. Today we ask people for advice. This is the direct advice of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Abdullah ibn Abbas, ihfadillah yahfadka, protect the deen of Allah and Allah will protect you. Guard the orders of Allah and Allah will guard you. Honor the deen of Allah and Allah will honor you. Preserve the deen of Allah, Allah will preserve you. You have no regard for the deen of Allah, Allah will have no regard for you. So guard the orders of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What does it mean? At every given moment to understand what is the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah mentions regarding the woman, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَاقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. That as far as possible stay indoors. أَقِمْنَ الصَّلَاةَ, establish صَلَاةَ, آتِينَ الزَّكَاةَ, discharge your charity, أَطِعْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, obey Allah and His Nabi. If I have to leave my house, then I must leave my house in such a condition that my Nabi has commanded me to leave my house. It comes in the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tell your wife, Ya ayyuhal nabiyu qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'mineen, Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your wives and wabanatik, your daughters, wa nisa'il mu'mineen, in the believing woman, in which every Muslim woman comes till the day of Qiyamah, yudinina alayhinna min jalabibihin, that Allah has created you and Allah knows what is best for you and He commands you. Like it comes in the Quran, Allah mentions, u'budu rabbakum, istaghfiru rabbakum, ask your Allah. Allah doesn't say ask Allah. Allah says ask your Allah. That in that Allah is telling you, boy, it is something of yours. I am your Allah and you still don't want to ask me. I am ready to give you and you still don't want to ask me. What is the order? On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Abdullah ibn Maktoum radiallahu anhu. Aisha radiallahu anha walked in. Salma radiallahu anha walked in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make parda from Abdullah radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, oh Nabi of Allah, but Abdullah is blind, he cannot see us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afa'um yawani antuma alastuma tubasiranihi. Yes, oh Aisha, Abdullah is blind, but you aren't blind. Yes, Salma, Abdullah is blind, but you aren't blind. So at every given moment, what is the order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? If I will guard the order of Allah, perhaps I am busy in the kitchen, perhaps I have dala. If I will honor this order of Allah, Allah mentions, if anyone is caught in the evil act of zina and fornication, and then according to the Islamic law, he or she will be pelted. What does Allah mention? الزانيه والزاني الزانيه والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلده ولا تاخذكم بهما رافه في دين الله ان كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الاخر. That when these two criminals are caught and they are about to be pelted, then Allah mentions, while pelting them or while whipping them 40 lashes, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ, let not mercy overtake you when it comes to the deen of Allah. For indeed, that person who doesn't honor the deen of Allah is not deserved to have mercy on him. Such a person that doesn't honor the deen of Allah, don't sympathize on him. Your sympathizing on him is being cruel to him. And your outward cruelty to him is being kind to him. Oh Abdullah ibn Abbas, guard the order of Allah. Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, on one occasion, he must want tahajjud salah. Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu is that sahabi, the first person who brought light into Masjid and Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prior to that, there was no light. So my Nabi walked into the masjid and he said, kisne meri masjid ko roshan kar diya, Allah isko roshan kar de. The person who has brightened my masjid, Allah brighten him. If I had one more daughter, I would have given my daughter to him in nikah. So everyone told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh Nabi of Allah, it was Tamim Dari radiyallahu anhu. Tamim Dari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on one occasion, he must one night tahajjud salah for the balance of that whole year. In qaza of that one night tahajjud, he did not sleep. He says that now I am punishing myself. Today, my mothers and sisters, we forego our farz salah, we forego our farz fasting, and we don't punish ourselves. Tamim Dari must one night tahajjud. And in the replacement of that, the talafi of that, for 1 year, he stood in ibadat before Allah. This is now making hifazat of the orders of Allah. Just as today we are possessive over our jewelry, we are possessive over our homes, we are possessive over our children. No one must tell my son anything. No one must dirty my house. Everything must be clean and spick and span in my house. How we are so personal about our own homes, let us become personal about my ibadat. I won't tolerate anyone allowing me to neglect my tilawat. Now it can be my brother coming home, it can be my sister coming home, it can be my child, my daughter coming back after 5 years. But my daughter, you must know, first I finish my tilawat, then I'll speak to you. How we are possessive over our dunya, let us become possessive over deen also. Let us adopt the very same principle that we take deen also more personal and more serious to heart. Unfortunately, our condition is such, some visitor came, we delay salah. Many times we even make it qaza. That person who makes one salah qaza, فَقَدْ فَتَحَ بَابًا مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْكَبَائِرِ, he has opened the doors of major sins. Oh Abdullah ibn Abbas, ponder over the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has used the word guard. Guard the orders of Allah. The person who we hire as security, if he is hired for 24 hours, that at any given moment, if there's anything going wrong in our house, immediately he is answerable because he has taken the responsibility of guarding the four walls of our house. Likewise, when we guard the deen of Allah, then if my eyes seem wrong, then I am not guarding that order of Allah. If my ear is hearing wrong, I am not guarding the order of Allah. If a haram luqma is going in my mouth, Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, إِذَا خَرَجَ الرَّجُلُ حَاجًا بِنَفَقَةٍ طَيِّبًا. Today it is the time of Hajj now. People are leaving. Those that are going for Hajj, Allah make their suffer easy. Allah accept the Hajj. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bring them safely. And Allah bless me and all our sisters and the entire ummah. The ziyarat of the holy lands repeatedly. Ameen, summa ameen. When a person leaves from his house with halal earnings, and then he says, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, nadahu munadim min as-sama. One announces from the skies, zaduka halal, rafilatuka halal, hajjuka mabroor. Your food was halal, your ticket was purchased with halal earnings. Allah's court is open for your hajj. We also say labbaik to you. Come and place your forehead before Allah. Allah is waiting for you. Ask Him what you want. On the occasion of Arafah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna Allah ta'ala baha bin nasi ashiyata Arafah wa baha bi Umar khasa. At that time on the plains of Arafah, the rahmat of Allah descends the most. Why? Because the helplessness of man is manifest to the in totality. We find that he's away from home. His hair is disheveled. He is in a simple garment. He has no other motive. He is moving from Arafah. He is moving from one point to another. He is in the commemoration of the Amal of Hazrat Hajra alayhi salatu wasalam. From Safa to Marwa, making tawaf of the Kaaba of Allah, coming to Zamzam, all the Amal of Hajj are taking place. Bilkul Madinun on the deen of Allah. So at that time, the rahmat of Allah descends most. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in Hajjatul Wada, when we were standing on the plains of Arafah, Allah was boasting about my Sahaba. But Allah Pak, I must tell you, Umar, Allah spoke very high on you on that occasion. Like we say, MashaAllah, you also did good. But I have to take off my hat for you. Excellent performance. Umar, Allah was speaking high of everyone, but I must tell you, Umar, Allah was really thrilled and fascinated with your amal, Umar. So when he comes out with halal earnings, then the angel announces that. But when he comes out with haram earnings, and he says, labbaik, then the angel says, Allahu Akbar, la labbaik, zaduka haram, rakhilatuka haram, hajjuka ghayru mabroor, haram food went into your mouth, your ticket was purchased with haram earnings, and the doors are shut for you, there is no opening for you, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not saying a welcome hajj to you. Allah save us. So, O Abdullah ibn Abbas, guard the orders of Allah, guard the kalam of Allah, guard the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself mentions in the Quran, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين فإن خفتم فرجالا أو ركبانا فإذا أمنتم فاذكروا الله كما علمكم. الله أكبر. We tell someone, but look after this nicely. This is not so serious, but this you better see nicely. Allah says, guard all your salah and special emphasis on asr salah. At that time we are busy in the kitchen. At that time we are busy frying the samosas. My husband is going to come back. My children are going to come back. I got to see to this. I'm busy on the phone. حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صلى البردين دخل الجنة. Whoever will perform Fajr and Asr Salah, he'll go to Jannah. Special taqeed of Fajr and Asr Salah. What will happen if you will guard the order of Allah and you will guard Salah? مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَيْهِنَّ كن له نورا وبرهانا ونجاة يوم القيامة. On the day of Qiyamah, the Salah will become a light for you. It will become approved for you. And it will become a means of salvation. Sahaba Ikram came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Nabi of Allah, how will you recognize us from the 120 stuff that will be formed? 80 will be of this Ummah. The nation of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam will come. The nation of Musa Kalimullah. The nation of Isa Ruhullah. The nation of Ismail Zabihullah. The nation of Dawood Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. So many Anbiya will come. Each one will come with his nation. So many people will come after your demise. How you recognize them?
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غُرَّ مُحَجَّلِينَ مِنْ آثَارِ الْوُضُوءِ. My ummah, the limbs of wudu will have a different glow compared to the other nations.
Nuran, the salah will have a different glow. Allah mentions, what will the munafiqeen say? انظرونا نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا فضرب بينهم بسور له باب باطنه في نقتبس من نوركم قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. The munafiqeen, when they will see the believers with this light, then they will tell them, look towards us, we want to take some light from you. It will be told to the Muslims to turn in the other direction, and it will be told to the Munafiqeen, go search for your own light.
My mothers and sisters, if there's no light in our house and we have a candle but we don't have matches, and we go to our neighbor and we ask them for matches or we ask for a light and they refuse, how upset won't we be? How much won't we grudge that person that on this occasion we needed light but this person didn't give us light? And that darkness will remain till the next morning, or for 1-2 hours the light will come. The munafiqeen will search for light on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Pak is explaining to us where the fluorescence of the day is hidden. Kunna lahu nuran wa burhanan wa najatan yawm al-qiyamah. Guard your salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Bashir al-mashya'een fi al-zulm ila al-masajid bin nur al-tammi yawm al-qiyamah. Give glad tidings to those people who visit the masjid in the hours of darkness of perfect light on the day of Qiyamah. Now when it comes to ulama have written, protecting the orders of Allah, it means protecting the tongue, protecting the eye. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُعَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Allah says, your eye, your ear, your heart, everything that you are doing, watching and hearing, you will be answerable for this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَا عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. No person, male or female, will be given the ability or the permission to move an inch on the day of Qiyamah until he or she doesn't answer four questions before Allah. عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَ أَفْنَى. Allah will ask you one by one, Ya Fatima, Ya Aisha, Allahu Akbar. Imagine Allah with His Jalal and His Azmat and His Might, the Allahu Akbar, the day of Qiyamah. Anbiya, ma min nabiyin illa jata ala rukbati. The Maidan of Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. And then Allah will address you personally. Laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. No translator between Allah and Allah's servant. Oh my Bandi, where did you spend your entire life? And an shababihi fima afna. Special importance attached to your youth. Because at that time, unfortunately, we find the temptations are very strong. And a person tends to forget Allah in that condition. So additional taqeed has been attached to that. An shababihi fima afna. Where did you spend your youth? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ightanim khamsan qabla khamsin. Value 5 before 5. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commences this hadith by saying, Shababaka qabla haramik. Value your youth before old age. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, Kullil mu'mineen yaghuddu min abasarihim wa yahfadu furujahum. Guarding the deen of Allah. How must we guard it? Allah is teaching us. Tell the believing male and the believing female to lower their gaze
and to guard their chastity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever can assure me that he will guard two pieces of flesh, مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ, the flesh between his jaws and the flesh between his thighs, I assure his entrance into Jannah. I give him the certificate of Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking of the pious woman, speaking about those women who fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What are the qualities of those that fear Allah? وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those who guard their chastity and those who remember Allah in abundance. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, Allah says, I have prepared forgiveness for you and I have prepared great things for you. Like we invite someone, Kibaita me arjo, Mawlana, who run? You don't worry. Bow randal, you say, tell me, sikam no karo. We have prepared a lot. Allah is saying, oh my bandi, don't worry. I have really gone out of my way to prepare for you. It comes in the hadith. Allah will then call one person and Allah will say, kul ya man kana la ya'kul. Oh my servant, eat in the month of Ramadan. I told you not to eat. Oh my servant, drink from this water of Jannah. In the month of Ramadan, you stay thirsty because of me. Oh my servant, satisfy your passions and your desires with the people and the things that I have created for you. In this dunya, I told you to control your eyes. I told you to control your tongues. I told you to control every limb of your body. وَفِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنْفُسِ وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنِ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, Allah says, in Jannat I have prepared that, not what the ruh desires. The ruh desires Quran. Allah says, in Jannat I have prepared what the nafs desires. So in Jannat there's palaces, there's food, there's laughing, there's talking, there's playing, there's enjoying. One person, Allahu Akbar, will sit with his partner. Years will let and they will be enjoying the comfort of one another. 40 years they will only be thrilled at the beauty of one another. Here in 40 years the life is finished. فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِيهِ الْأَنْفُسِ, what the nafs desires. But on what Allah will give it, you protect the deen of Allah. Now, ulama have written, الْجَزَاءُ مِنْ جِنْسِ الْعَمَلِ, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you the reward of the very same thing. For example, Allah mentions, that person who will build a house for Allah in this dunya, a masjid, بَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will build for him one house in Jannah. Allah says, اُذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will remember you. أَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ, you fulfill your promise, I'll fulfill my promise. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ, you help Allah's deen, Allah will help you. In the same way, Nabi Sassim told Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, you guard Allah's deen, Allah will guard you. How will Allah guard you? لَهُ مَعْقِبَاتٌ مِّن بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَدُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, every person has two angels. It comes in the hadith, Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi writes, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ إِلَّا لَهُ مَلَكٌ, one narration says one angel, that every person has one angel and this angel protects him when we go to sleep. A person is not in his senses at that time. An insect can crawl into our mouth. A snake can bite us. Many a times we notice that we just avoided an accident. Outwardly we missed it by inches. Someone was shot, the bullet went over me. All these protections that are taking place, one angel has been appointed by Allah that is protecting us. The question then arises that how is it that sometimes we meet up in an accident? Allah gives the same answer in the very same verse. Allah says, that angel protects you through my order. So when I tell that angel to move away, then that angel moves away and taqdeer overpowers what is to happen. And then whatever happens, whether it means sickness or death or poverty, it comes your way. Ulama have written, that person who will protect Allah in his youth, will remember Allah in his youth, Allah will give him strength in his old age. If you will take out time, if you will take out time in your youth to read the kalam of Allah, then in your old age, Allah will restore your eyesight and Allah will give you strength in your eyesight to continue reading the Quran. If you will perform salah in your youth, Tell that day you will leave this dunya, Allah will give you the strength of performing salah. The examples of that is before us. Our akabir, those that left this dunya recently, Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahimahumullah, nawwar Allahu marqadahu wa barraja Allahu mazja'ahu. The khidmat that Allah took from that man in his old age, today a man in his youth can't present that khidmat, despite having all the talent and the abilities. The age was what khidmat Allah took from Mufti Sahib rahmatullah alayh. At that age, a person becomes a burden to the family, a burden to the community, a burden to everyone. But at that age, Allah Pak took them around the whole dunya. Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hasan rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Zindagi guzaro Ramzan ki tarah, maut aayegi Eid ke chand ki tarah. Spend your life like how you spend it in Ramadan. You read in Quran, you are covering your hair, you are guarding your eyesight, you are protecting yourself. Spend your whole life, oh my mother, like that. Spend your whole life, my sister, like that. How will the angel of death come to you? Just as when the news is broken to you that the crescent of Shawwal has been sighted and tomorrow it is Eid, the joy with which you welcome that message, in the very same way, the angel of death will come knock your door. But the condition is, spend your life like how you spend Ramadan, then death will come like the angel. Death will come like the moon of Eid. Allah grant us all death in that condition. That Sayyidina Bilal is leaving this dunya and he's smiling and his wife is crying. He's saying, غَدًا نَلْقَى الْمُحَمَّدَ وَأَحِبَّا. Tomorrow I will meet my Allah and I will meet my Nabi. Allahu Akbar. One person, when he was leaving this dunya, he was happy. Someone asked him, why are you so happy? He says, today I'm going to visit that being for whom I fasted for 80 years. سُمْتُ لَهُ ثَمَانِينَ سَنَى. I fasted for him. Allahu Akbar, we know our condition. If we are gone out and our daughter cleans the house and she cooks the food, she's so anxious that today my mother must come home. When my mother will see that the dishes are washed and the clothes are packed and the clothes are ironed, I'm waiting, when will my mother come? She's peeping from the window. Those that made effort for akhirat and they drank in the akhirat, they are searching for the angel of death. When are you coming? When are you coming? We are waiting for you. And that daughter who didn't do what her mother told her to do, she's just hoping every hooter she hears, I hope it's not my mother, I hope it's not my father. Why the house is not clean, the house is in a mess. If we will reform ourselves, then the angel of death can come to us anytime. Like the poet says, what is our condition? أَنَا الَّذِي يَغْلِقُ الْأَبْوَابَ مُجْتَهِدًا عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي وَعَيْنُ اللَّهِ تَنْدُرُنِي. I am that same person that shuts the door and disobeys Allah. يَا زَلَّةً كُتِبَتْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ ذَهَبَتْ يَا حَسْرَةً بَقِيَتْ فِي الْقَلْبِ تُحْرِقُنِي. Hi, if I can only think, how many of my years have passed like this, been ghafil and been unmindful of the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now when the angel of death has come, وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِالطَّبِيبِ كَنْ يُعَالِجَنِي وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي. I can see that I'm about to leave, but I'm in this condition of sakarat. My family members can't understand. I can see them telling, by get hold of Dr. Saab in the heart of heart. I know that doctor can't help me. What does the poet say? Ajib. وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِالطَّبِيبِ كَيْنْ يُعَالِجَنِي. They trying different doctors to cure me. But I know, وَلَمْ أَرَى الْيَوْمَ الطَّبِيبَ يَنْفَعُنِي. The days wherein I could benefit from the medication of the doctor has passed. سَيَخْرُجُ الرُّوحُ مِنِّي فِي تَغَرْغُرِهَا وَصَارَ رِيقِي مُرًّا حِينَ غَرْغَرَهَا. I know, in this condition of غَرْغَرَ, my ruh will be taken out. And immediately my saliva will become bitter. وَصَارَ الْمَوْتُ يَجْزِبُنِي مِنْ كُلِّ غِرْقٍ بِلَا رِفْقٍ وَلَا هَوَنِي. And the angel of death started removing the soul. It comes in the kitab. We know the ruh has an attachment to every organ of the body. It is attached to the nails, to the fingers, to the hair, to every organ of the body. So when the soul is removed, the pinch can be felt by every organ of the body. So the poet is saying the very same thing. He says, سَيَخْرُجُ الرُّوحُ مِنِّي فِي تَغَرْغُرِهَا. I can feel my soul being taken out from me very mercilessly, without any raham and any mercy. Of course, I used to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now the day I was dreading, that day has come.
The kafir, when he stand up from the grave, he will say, يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ صِرَاءً. When they will stand up from the grave, who woke us up from our grave? Who made us stand up from our grave? And the believer will say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Oh Allah, this was the day that Allah spoke about. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. That means exactly what the Nabi told us today, it is before us. مَنْ حَفِظَ اللَّهِ. That person who will protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect his children and Allah will protect his wealth. I think we can put that in inverted commas. The most common problem today that the parents are facing, an international problem, and it has become very common in our country. On the occasion where Musa alayhi salatu was salam, what Khidr alayhi salatu was salam, the three different incidents that transpired. We know the incident of the wall. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَا أَشُدَّهُمَا وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا. Allah commanded Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam to... Why did Allah command? Allah mentions beneath this wall, تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا, belong the treasures of these two children. Now why did I take additional precaution of making his father? وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. Their father was a very pious man. On the grounds of the piety, my mothers and sisters, better than leaving wealth for our children, better than leaving homes for our children, better than giving them circular education, if we can give them deen inshallah, and we can teach our children unity inshallah, then inshallah our children will come to our grave, and after our demise, boy, boy ne jo hai, ne ben, ben ne jo hai. But if we give them dollars, and we give them wealth, remember there will be such enmity that after the demise of the parents, after the demise of the father and mother, years were left, it is in our country, brothers can't see eye to eye. The greatest gift that we can leave for our children is deen. The greatest gift that we can leave for our children is taqwa. The greatest advice that we can give to our children is to keep unity among them. Inshallah, if they have the fear of Allah, Allah will become their wali and Allah will see to them. One person wrote a letter to his student and he told him, if in kana Allahu ma'ak faman takhaf, if Allah is with you, then who do you fear? And if Allah is not with you, then who are you hoping for? In kana Allahu ma'ak, if Allah is with you, then who do you fear? So on the grounds of the piety of the father, Ibn Munkadir rahmatullah alayhi writes in one kitab, inna Allah ta'ala la yahfadu bil rajul salih ولده وولد ولده والدويرات التي حوله. On the piety of one father, when he will make effort of bringing that piety also into his children. Gee, from day one, on your piety, and then to give the very same thing to our children. Today, unfortunately, our condition is such, a father is leaving for salah, he can see his son on the dining table, he can see his son in front of the devil box. The father hasn't got the immat to tell his son, ke bhai chalo, we're going to the masjid. He's telling his wife, ke tell your son to come to the masjid. Why? We are not listening to Allah, we are not protecting Allah. In the ulama have written a point, inshallah, which I'll discuss also, that when we will protect Allah's deen, Allah will protect us. And we won't protect Allah's deen, then those people from whom we'll have hope of protection, Allah Pak will destroy them completely. So we are building hope that our daughters will see us and our children will see us. If we won't see Allah's deen, remember one thing, my mothers and sisters, the controller of heart is my Allah. Allah is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua in Mishkat Sharif, Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman. Oh Allah, keep us firm on Iman. So Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, to make this dua so excessively, do you fear that we lose this Iman? Like we accept the Iman, now we love it, Muslims. You make into Allah, keep us firm, keep us firm. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, O my Sahaba, innal qulub bayna isba'aini min asabi'ir rahman. يُقَلِّبُهَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. The hands are between the two fingers of Allah, which is an indication of complete control. It's like, by this I know on my fingertips. This is between my fingers. The hearts are between the fingers of Allah. Anytime He can turn anyone's heart to any direction. That is why what dua? رَبَّنَا لَا تُذِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Allah, after you have guided us, don't take us back towards kufr, Allah. Keep us on this, Allah. Keep us with iman. You brought us to iman. We thank you for that. Now keep us on this iman. So Allah Ta'ala will protect by the piety of a person, his son, his grandchildren, and the houses in his neighborhood. When a person will protect Allah's deen, Allah will make the animals subservient for him, and Allah will make the animals protect him. One Sahabi in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was stranded in a jungle. A lion came to him. This is recorded in the books of Hadith. And Allah sent the lion as a guide. And the lion took the Sahabi, taking the Sahabi to the end of the jungle. When it came to the point where the lion had to pass, it comes in the Hadith, جَعَلَ يُهَمْهِمُ كَأَنَّهُ يُوَدِّعُهُ. It started making a hymning sound that I am leaving you now and I am parting with you. When we will protect Allah's deen, look at the benefits of it. When a person will protect Allah's deen, then Allah will protect him from the greatest thing, and that is the fitnas that will lead him out of deen. The very same one word we are still discussing, protecting the orders of Allah. Now Nabi Sassam told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Allah will protect you. So we explained, Allah Pak will protect him, Allah will protect his wife, Allah will protect his children. Then we discussed Allah Pak will protect, Allah sends one angel to protect him from harm, difficulty and hardship. Now Allah Pak will protect him from the different fitnas that are coming to snatch one's iman. Like what is the greatest fitna, my mothers and sisters? It comes in the hadith that when it is time for a person to leave this dunya, then the angel of death, يُقَالُ لِلْمَلَكْ, it is told to the angel of death when he comes to take the soul out, شُمَّ رَأْسَهُ, smell his head. So what does the angel say? أَجِدُ فِي رَأْسِهِ الْقُرْآنِ, I find the Qur'an in this head. Allahu Akbar. شُمَّ قَلْبَهُ, smell his heart. So what does the angel say? أَجِدُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الصِّيَامِ, I find in this heart that this person used to fast. شُمَّ قَدَمَيْهِ, smell his feet. What does the angel say? أَجِدُ فِي قَدَمَيْهِ الْقِيَامِ, I find that these legs used to swell in the darkness of the night. حَفِظَ اللَّهِ, now the Allah Ta'ala says, when he is protected my deen, you protect him, and with great itminan, and with great ikram, with great i'zaz, what great itminan, his soul is taken out. أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّ فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. Oh, that itminan ruh, oh, that ruh, that the other arwah are waiting for you. The soul then goes right to the court of Allah, comes to the first guy, the door is knocked. Who is at the door? Fulan ibn Fula, Fatima, the daughter of so-and-so, Aisha, the daughter of so-and-so. Acha, this Aisha, we know her. We are very familiar with her amal. Every day her tilawat used to come. My mothers and sisters, every person has a pathway to Allah. It comes in the hadith, when a believer passes away, then the pathway via which his or her amal used to go to Allah, that pathway cries that now Quran won't come through me, now zikr won't come past me, now tilawat won't come past me, now hajj won't come. Why this person has left this dunya? The earth on which she used to make the ibadat of Allah cries. And when a kafir leaves this dunya, then that avenue via which the amal used to go and the land on which that kafir used to stand, that land rejoices that Allah, you have made me pass from this kafir. So, oh Allah, I smell everything good. Now Allah will protect him. At that time, my mothers and sisters, the angel of death, Allahu Akbar, فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ, Shaitan takes the form of close and dear ones. Allah favor,
Allah protect us. Allah keep us with Iman. Take us with Iman. Resurrect us with Iman. Allah take our soul with great ease and afiyat. Allah take our soul in the holy lands of Medina Munawwara. And Allah grant us place in Jannatul Baqi. Ameen. Thumma Ameen. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma ihfazni bil Islam qa'ima. واحفظني بالإسلام قاعدا واحفظني بالإسلام راقدا. Oh Allah, protect me in the state of Islam in every condition. How does Allah protect the person from fitna? Yusuf did not move away from zina. We moved zina away from Yusuf. One is to move away from the sin, and one is to protect you. Allah makes that evil move away from there. Many a times, Allahu Akbar, Ajib, listen to this, my mothers and sisters. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, many a times a person wants to do a type of a transaction. He wants to purchase a type of an item. He wants to go into partnership. فَيَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Then Allah Pak looks at him and Allah tells the Malaika that move this deal away from him. Bring some obstacle. Make it that he doesn't need that man. Make it that he gets sick. The deal doesn't take place. The money that's going to come out of this will lead him towards evil. You make some intizam, but this man mustn't get involved in this rozi. Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi says, this person then starts saying, I don't know why I got involved with that person. He caused it. That one caused it. I don't know why you came there. He's blaming one another, but he doesn't know this was nothing other than Allah's mercy. This is now Allah is protecting him in his deen. One brother one day mentioned to me, just to understand, he says, one day, Manana, we were at the airport, and we were staying over there whole night. A young person, each person has desires. Shaitan is with every person. Inna shaitana yajri fil insani majraddam. Shaitan flows in the body like how blood flows. Nabi Sassam was sitting in i'tikaf. Two sahaba started walking past. Safiya radiyallahu anha was there. Nabi Sassam was speaking to Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu anha. Nabi Sassam told that sahaba, ala rislikuma. Stop, oh my sahaba, come here. So they came. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi Sassam said, this is my wife. I'm not speaking to any other woman. O Nabi of Allah, can the thought ever cross our mind at you? Nabi Sassam said, no, it won't cross your mind, but the devil will put it in your mind. And my Sahaba, if that thought comes in you for your Nabi, your Iman is gone. So the devil is going to inject evil thoughts. He says, well, I was sitting there and the thought came into me to take a walk in the airport building. Allah made it such that my eyes closed. The next morning when I got up just before time for departure, when I took a walk, I found that just next to me on the corner there was a young girl that was also on the same flight and was seated there. Now how Allah makes us bad? Allah Ta'ala made it such that he sent us to sleep. You certain thing that I don't know why I stand up to sleep. I could go and walk around and buy this and buy that. But this is ghaibi intizam from Allah. Allah protects a person. So when you will protect Allah's deen, there are certain amal that you do it. The tawfiq, of course, every tawfiq comes from Allah. But it is not difficult to open the Quran and to read. But when a person is in a position like that, then Allahu Akbar, the imani power that is needed, 100 times tawfiq is needed from Allah. When you will do it in ease, then Allah will help you when you're in those problems. Now what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Man hafiz Allah wajadallahu ma'ahu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him tajidhu tujahak. The second aspect. We are only on the one advice. There are a few advices that have been given in this hadith. The first advice, you protect the orders of Allah, Allah will protect you. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, protect Allah's orders, you will find Allah with you at every given moment. Allah mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. If you are searching for Allah, then Allah says, I stay with the muttaqeen. أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُنْكَسَرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ.
میں ٹوٹے ہوئے دلوں میں بسا کرتا ہو. That heart that is broken, Allah says, I put in that heart. لا يسعني أرضي ولا سمائي. I can't put in the skies and I can't put on the earth, but I put in the heart of a believing male or believing female.
Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَكُنْ مَعْهُ.
That person who fears Allah, Allah is with him. وَمَنْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ مَعْهُ. And that person with whom Allah is, فَمَعَهُ الْفِئَةُ الَّتِي لَا تُغْلَبُ.
He has that army with him which can't be defeated. وَالْحَارِسُ الَّذِي لَا يَنَامُ. That security which doesn't take rest. وَالْهَادِ الَّذِي لَا يَدُلْ. That guider who never makes a mistake. But a person has security, he feels happy, but he has 5 hours security, 10 hours security. If Allah is with you, you have such an army that can't face defeat. You have such security that is perpetual. And you have such a leader that never makes an error. Allahu Akbar. Such Allah. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Hand your affairs to Allah. Allah says he is the best of, the best person, the best being to attend to all your affairs.
Allah تبارك وتعالى told Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
Oh Musa, don't fear. Harun, don't fear. You are going before Fir'aun, but I am with you.
كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين.
نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم told حضرت أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه, يا أبا بكر ما ظنك بإثنين الله ثالثهما. What is your opinion of those two, the third of whom is Allah?
The awareness of Allah in the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, it comes that اعبد الله كأنك ترى.
Worship Allah as though you are seeing Allah.
خلف ذنوب صغيرها وكبيرها.
The poet says, if you develop that feeling that Allah is in front of you, then خلف ذنوب صغيرها وكبيرها. Leave all sins, whether minor or major.
وَاصْنَعْ كَمَا فَوْقَ أَرْضِ الشَّوْكِ يَحْذَرُ مَا يَرَى.
And walk like that person who's walking on the land of thorns. How he tiptoes, he looks at his garment, he looks right, he looks left, he's looking in front. Nothing must prick him, he's walking on the land of thorns. Likewise, the dunya, there's nothing but thorns. The person you speak to, what you are eating, is it halal? With who you are dealing, where you are sleeping, what you are doing. Think of every action of yours and every moment. Think that at this particular juncture, the act that you are doing, if in this condition you are taken away from this dunya, are you happy to leave dunya in that state?
What does he say?
لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى.
Oh insan, don't regard any sin as insignificant, because mountains are made from small stones. So major sins come from minor.
لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى.
Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء.
Turn to Allah in ease, He'll help you in difficulty.
Now Allah mentions the quality of insan. Allah has mentioned many sifat of insan in the Quran.
Allah says, كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
Man's subject is to argue.
On one occasion in Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Sassam went to his daughter's house, of Fatima radiallahu anha. My mothers and sisters, when we go visit our daughters, what we ask them about? Shah, my daughter, mashallah, you got this new ornament, 30 months ago. Why don't you get me also one like this? What's this? What adehu randeluke? When we go to our daughter's house, what we do? When Nabi Sassam went, what did he ask? He walks into the house, it is in the night. The time to sleep. Fatima radiallahu anha and Ali radiallahu anhu sleeping. Oh my daughter Fatima and oh my son-in-law Ali, ala tusalliyan, aren't you going to stand up and speak with Allah? So that Ali radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, Allah didn't wake us up, so how can we read namaz? So Nabi Sassam then hit his thighs and he said, كَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. My Allah told me, man, subject is to argue. Then Allah says, the weakness of insan is, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. Small problem, he squeezed for a very long period.
Man shaka musibatan nazalat bihi fa innama yashku rabba. Whoever complains of a calamity, he is complaining that Allah, why you brought it, you complaining on the authority of Allah. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. When good comes, then he wants it for himself. Allah is mentioning the sifat of insan. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Ungrateful insan is very, very ungrateful. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Insan has the quality of hastening. Then Allah says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيدٍ. When sometimes I make him sick, then Allahu Akbar, ponder over this ayat kareema. Allah says, then he makes long du'as. Fadu du'a in arif. So the quality of man is, he makes du'a in difficulty. Nabi Sassan is teaching us, kamal is in the man when he makes du'a in ease. Aw Abdullah ibn Abbas. In the beginning of the talk I mentioned the problems we are facing because of lack of adhering to the prescription of Nabi Sassam. What is the prescribed medicine? The doctor tells you, Mawlana, if you have the tablet but it's before meals, if you have it after meals, it won't help you. The very same tablet but you change in the time. So here you are turning to Allah, but the time that you've been asked to turn to Allah, you're not turning to Allah. What does Nabi Sassam say? Turn to Allah, part in ease. Why? What will happen? When Yunus alayhi salatu was salam, was in the stomach of the whale, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam started making dua, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimeen. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, help me. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told the malaika, Ama ta'arifuna dhalik. It seems as you don't know whose voice this is. So they said, Allah, we are not very familiar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, Abdi Yunus, this is my servant Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam. And in one hadith it comes that the malaika said, this is a familiar voice from an unknown place. Sautun ma'roof min biladin ghariba. A known voice from an unknown place. Yunus used to make dua from the place where he came from, which was called Nainwa. This was the place where Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam was sent. But now he was asking from another place. So because the malaika was familiar with his voice, in one kitab I read, after this, the malaika told Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah, this is that very same Yunus, Yunus, alladhi lam yazal yurfa'u lahu amalun mutaqabbal, this person who every day his amal used to come to you. So Allah said, yes, that very same Yunus. Allah, please then accept his dua. When the voice is recognized by the malaika, then one is blessed with the intercession of malaika. Allah, we know this voice, and we, like we say, you know, this is my family, but just let him go through. Why? Because we've got contact. So if we will turn to Allah in ease, then we will build a contact with the malaika. The malaika in contact with Allah. Allah, we hear this voice every day, 5 times a day. And Allah, we hear this voice at that time where generally there's no other sound. There's dead silence. Hada atil uyun. When there's complete silence, Allah, and the lines are clear, we hear this voice in the darkness of night. Allah, we are asking you, give it to him what he wants. And when a person won't make dua, then he'll be deprived of the intercession of the malaika. Allahu Akbar. It comes that Fir'aun, when the angel, when it was time for him to leave dunya, then he also remembered Allah. But because he did not remember Allah in ease, so now it came of no avail and he wasn't blessed with iman. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam remembered Allah, so in difficulty Allah seen him. When Fir'aun remembered Allah on that occasion, just before leaving this dunya, then Allah told him, Al-an, acha, you want to remember me now. وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And before this you had no time for me. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu very briefly, إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Oh Abdullah ibn Abbas, when you want to ask for anything, ask Allah. One person says, Fudayl bin Ayyad rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Yabna Adam, O insan, law ya'ista min khalqik. Only if you can become despondent from the makhluk and you can stop asking them, La'ataka mawlaka kulla ma turid. Allah's qasam, your master will give you everything. But you're asking others. One person used to go and ask the king. So one pious person of that zamana told him, how can you go to that person whose door is open sometimes, it's locked sometimes? Then what does insan do? Yudhir faqrahu wa yuwari ghinahu. He reveals his poverty and conceals his wealth. Queen of Baklauta. Nitya Rajjo. Gadwama Rajjo. Insan's tabiat is he wants to hide. No one must know. But Allah, he announces his wealth and he announces his khazanas. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah says, we have the khazanas and the treasures of everything. So I am telling you, I got this, so come to me. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Whenever you ask and learn to ask from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, don't ask from anyone else. There were certain Sahaba that made bet with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they won't ask anything from the creation to such an extent that if they were mounted onto the horse and the whip used to fall, they used to descend from the horse and they used to pick that whip out. So someone told him, "Bhai, tell me, I'll give it to you." He says, "I made an agreement with my Nabi. I won't ask anyone but Allah." My mothers and sisters, one important thing we must understand, Allah Rabbul Izzat cannot tolerate we praise anyone other than Him. And Allah Rabbul Izzat cannot accept we humble ourselves beneath Allah Rabbul Izzat cannot accept we humble ourselves before anyone other than Him. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali used to make this dua, Allahumma kama sinta wajhi anis sujoodi li ghayrik. فَسِنْهُ عَنِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ لِغَيْرِكَ. Oh Allah, just as you have protected this forehead and you have made it such that this forehead has not prostrated before anyone but you, make it such that this hand is not stretched out before anyone but you, oh Allah. إِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then makes a'lan, هَلْ مِنْ دَاعٍ فَأَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُ دُعَاءً. Who is there that wants to ask and I will give it to him? هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ. Is there anyone that is asking? I will fulfill his needs. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي أَتَى إِلَىٰ بَابِنَا فَتَرَدْنَا. Who asked us and we did not give him? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي سَعَلَنَا وَمَا أَعْطَيْنَا. Who came to our door but we refused him? It comes in one hadith. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى كَرِيمٌ يَسْتَحْيِي إِذَا رَفَعَ الرَّجُلُ إِلَيْهِ يَدَيْهِ أَنْ يَرُدَّهُمَا صِفْرًا. Allah Pak feels shy. Allahu Akbar, listen to this hadith. Allah feels shy that when His servant stretches his hands or she stretches her hands before Allah, then she takes out tears and then she makes wudu properly and then she begs Allah, she praises Allah, She actually uses all the ways to attack the mercy of Allah. Then she's standing before Allah and she's begging Allah. Allah says, I feel shy. How can I return these hands empty-handed? When insan says, Kabai, someone comes to our door and he begs, we refuse. Then he says, please, I'm begging you. Give me something. Then he says, Chalo, why can't he give him something? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us also in the hadith, Man sa'ala lillah fa'a'tuhu. Whoever asks you anything using Allah's name, give it to him. He says, Allah na wasamani dayde. I'm using Allah's name, then give it to him. So when insan cannot accept it, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, how can Allah return his hands empty-handed? And then what does Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Concluding the hadith, we haven't got time. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ. Remember, if the entire creation wants to benefit you, but Allah hasn't written that for you, it will never come your way. And if the entire creation wants to harm you, but Allah wants to protect you, they cannot harm you in any way. ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها. Allah said, when I open the doors of rahmat, no one can shut it. When I shut it, no one can open it. Remember Abdullah ibn Abbas, link yourself with Allah. Don't take effect from people. Don't take effect from halat. Learn to take effect from Allah. Only that will happen, what Allah has intended for you. And if Allah has not written for this, the entire creation can be there. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect you. So Allah took Yusuf alayhi salam from the depth of the well and placed him on the throne of Egypt. And Allah took Firaun from there and put him beneath the earth. Why? One was the intention of insan and one was Allah's intention. Allah Pak says in the hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibn Adam, Anta turidu wa ana uridu wa la yakunu illa ma urid. Oh my servant, one is your intention, one is your desire, one is my desire. You know only that happens what I desire. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ. Only what Allah desires happens. So if you want your problems to be solved, I'm telling you how to solve it. I'm teaching you the way. Do what I tell you and I will see to your problems. So we make dua to the Almighty Allah. May He give us the topic and the ability of implementing these advices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the topic and the ability of only stretching our hands before Allah. And may Allah give us the topic of making dua excessively. Ad-dua salah al-mu'min. It is the weapon of a believer. Many a times we perform our salah, we make our tilawat, but we lack dua. We lack dua. In abundance to make dua. Ad-dua mukhul ibadah. Via dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. O Nabi of Allah, when my servants ask you regarding me, that where I am, regarding me, when you introduce me to my servants, then how must you introduce them? إِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Tell them I am very close. They must lift their hands and they got Allah before them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect our hands from being stressed before anyone other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And may Allah give us the tawfiq of protecting every order of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.